Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, hello, hello. And yes, we are excited to play and contribute to you. I'm Betsy McLaughlin. I'm your host for this hour. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am so happy you're here, and I have a fabulous return guest who's been on the show a couple of times now, and every time she's on, we just have a blast. So welcome back, Miss Becky Vaness.
Hi, thank you for inviting me back. We do have fun, don't we?
Yes, we do. So today's topic, you guys, we are going to be talking about embodiment. And what does that word even mean? So that's it for the description of today's topic. And before we dive into exactly what in the world is embodiment, what does it mean? What does it contribute to you? How can you tap into what that is? A little bit about our guest today, Becky. Becky Vaness, she's a wife. She's like a multitude of many, many, many things. Dynamic woman. And so she is a wife. She's been married for 23 years. She's a mom of three. She's an international speaker. She's an entrepreneur. She's a founder of four companies. Wow. She is a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, which is how we met. She's also a realtor. She's an investor in real estate properties. She's an award-winning figure competitor, which is one of the things we talked about last time she was on the show. And she's also an outdoor adventure enthusiast. And if that wasn't enough, she's also on a nationally televised TV show since 2011. She might be just a little bit busy.
Wow.
I know, wow. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, is that me? Wow. That's so interesting when, you look at yourself and have to sit down and write some of the things that you do. And even in that bio, because people want to know what you do, right? And so writing that bio, I don't even think of half of those things because they just, you know, when you're just doing, you just do things. Yep. And so, wow. How much fun.
I know, it's so cool. And she also, I know, just she's a dynamo, and she's so much fun to be around. So if you guys are ever in Becky's presence in person, you're just guaranteed to have a great time. So let's dive in, shall we, to embodiment. And I would love to hear, the definition of embodiment from the dictionary is, there's a couple of different ones. So one of them is a tangible or a visible form of an idea, quality, or feeling. Huh. Yeah. So even that's kind of an elusive definition.
Just like our topic.
Right? Kind of hard to write a description on this one. And then some other places where I was looking, just kind of curious to see what, you know, dictionaries or different places were saying about what embodiment was. Mm-hmm. Here's another one, and it says the word body in embodiment is a clue to its meaning. This is a word for giving us a body to things that usually don't have one. And I thought, that's kind of interesting. So, for instance, it says a gavel is the embodiment of justice. A wedding ring can be the embodiment of love. A flag is the embodiment of a country. And I was like, those are all very interesting things. So, how are we going to be talking about embodiment today, Miss Becky? I'll let you lead it off.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, wow, that last one, I was like, the energy, I was like, oh, a wedding ring would represent love. So when you said that, I didn't, you know, I've never looked at it that way as well. And I thought, well, what am I being? When you read my bio, it's funny how this all kind of ties in. What am I representing? Like, what is my being? What is my body? When people see this package, like, what energy and what is that they pick up? Like, what does that speak to them? And that's such a, wow. So thank you for that, right? Like, so that's, I think what we're going to just dive into is about embodiment is with those definitions and what I was looking at is your body, right? Like your body has those so many talents and so many abilities that like we've never really acknowledged. And with embodiment, like let me talk about like what embodiment would look like for me. So,
sure.
Because this is this elusive thing. So let me talk about embodiment for me and take you there real quick. So embodiment, what I have been playing with for a while, in actually the last 3 weeks, I've really been playing with it in daily, really trying to be aware. So when I open my eyes, when I wake up in the morning, before my mind starts going to, hey, what's my day going to look like? What didn't I finish yesterday? Like what, blah, 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 right? Like those things. Before I allow myself to jump out of my bed to start the day, I have run my fingers on the sheets. Really just allowing my body to wake up and perceive the bed that I'm laying on, like the softness of the sheets. I'm not really sure where I got these sheets. It's not like they're, you know, 800 count, but they're really cool and silky and soft. So that is one thing that I've been playing with is allowing my body to wake up, to perceive the surroundings around me. What am I smelling? Like, what is my pillow? Like, in my neck, is it soft? Right? Like, am I perceiving I live in Florida, so I luckily have sun. You know, like, is it coming through the window? Is it sunny out? Is, you know, just perceiving, even taking my hand and rubbing it on my arm, right? And just waking up with my body, in this body. And to me, that is a way of embodiment, me acknowledging my body, connecting with my body. And then, hey, what else? Like, what else can we do today? What else, you know, how else can I acknowledge this amazing vehicle that I'm in? Right? Like, do we take and acknowledge, like, how grateful? I'm not sure about you guys, but I had someone at the grocery store say to me, hey, wow, you're in a good mood. I said, I woke up today.
Right.
What a gift. And so, I'm not sure if that really, and I really don't get like there is like a true, let me tell you about embodiment for me, hence our description.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Really, what is it? And for me, it is being grateful, being in this body, being aware of the talents, the abilities that my body has, and how can it contribute to me? How can it contribute to my day?
I love that question. How, you know, how can you contribute to your body? How can your body contribute to you? And, you know, when you've got that space that you just talked about, like taking a moment to enjoy your everything around you. And I love to have decadent things, like something that's, you know, soft blankets, comfortable things, you know, things that my body enjoys, things that just feel good, or, you know, whether it's a sensory touch, you know, like the touch, or smells good. And to me, I get that that is part of nurturing the embodiment that I think we all desire to have. And when you actually acknowledge that and you stop and you take that moment to appreciate the soft sheets that you just talked about, and it is a way of connecting with your body and keeping yourself from being on autopilot, you know, getting up in the morning and then, like you said, boom, 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 I got to do this, got to do that, da, 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 da. And the next thing you know, we were kind of laughing right before the show started about how is it in where we are, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. How did that happen? I mean, I blinked and, you know, it was 11 o'clock this morning. What happened to the day, right? And so how often that happens. So when you take some time to actually connect, appreciate putting on, even when you're putting on lotion from your dry skin, or even you don't have dry skin, but you're still putting lotion on, like slow down for an extra second and enjoy that feeling, you know, of having your skin appreciate, right, the yummy lotion going into your body. And just things like that are, for me, ways that you can kind of turn up the embodiment quota.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of people speak of orgasmic living?
Yes.
Like what is that? And so for me, like the embodiment really coincide. Embodiment is just another way to speak to it. It is like that orgasmic living. And it's funny because, like, not many people have this topic, right? Like, talk about bodies, talk about, you know, orgasm. But when I'm seeing the orgasm, it's like the orgasmicness of it, right? Like the spreading of the lotion on your hand and just the amazing molecule, like feeling every molecule in your hand, every hair, every movement, and going slow and just nurturing yourself. Or you could probably even use the idea of getting massage, right? Like that is like the embodiment of orgasmic living, of just nurturing your body. And I wonder how much that we can actually add that to our life, right? Like have that level of orgasmic embodiment into our life, where maybe if we haven't acknowledged that that's what that is, hence that we have this amazing topic today. And are we willing to have that? Like how many of us are actually willing to have and nurture and touch and love our bodies? Because that's so taboo. Yeah. But nobody, we don't get taught that in kindergarten.
No, we certainly don't. You know, and so we're talking a lot about being with your body, like the being with your body. And exploring how we as infinite beings can experience that greatness with our bodies and the joy of it. And, you know, so what if our bodies were an ongoing source of joy.
What? Is that possible?
It totally is. And if anybody's listened to this show for a little while, you know that I've struggled with this at different points in my life where I was not very kind to my body. So to now be talking about joy and creating with your body and having a different sense of communion and a different way of being, it totally is possible. And what I find so fascinating is my body doesn't hold anything against me. I'm so grateful for that. You know, thank you for not holding it against me that I wasn't always kind to you. And sometimes even now I can go to judgment and or choose things that may not be so kind. And I'm like, oops, let's do something different. And
there's
no okay too. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I really am in awe that there is no harboring of a judgment or resentment or anything like that for any choice that I've made or anything that I've done that has been less than a kindness. So to me, I just marvel at that. I'm like, wow, I sure am lucky.
Well, we're all lucky. Like, it's not just you and your body. We get that too.
That's
your body's
awesome.
Not just the sweet and nice one. Like, we all can choose that. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, we go to the wrongness, and I think that we've mm-hmm. just been more of, like, taught that, and that's what your yeah. environment, you know, usually, and I don't want to say everybody, you know, because that's not always true, but,
right.
you know, about what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing that, you know, like, you look sad, and it's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Oh, you sneeze, and what's wrong? Are you sick? You know, all these different things. Well, when what we're talking about here today is like, hey, body, what's right? What's right
yeah.
about us?
Yeah.
And then your body, like what you said, is this ever, ever kind, nurturing. And I love to see it's like my puppy. Like my mm-hmm. my dog, I walk out to the mailbox and I come back, and he's like, oh, I love you. I love you. Where have you been? And I mean, it's just 2 seconds. And he's like, oh my God, I love you so much. And I have to sit down so he can kiss me.
I love it. Thank you for that giggle as we go to our first break. We'll be back in just a minute. Take this time to nurture your body.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, how do I experience transformation? The teacher replies, when the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, how do I know what deeper questions to ask? And the teacher replies, when the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed. Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin, your host, and I am here today with Becky Vaness, and we are talking about the kind of elusive topic of embodiment. And it's really about functioning with your body from the space of being. So, Becky, right before the break, you were talking about your dog and how excited he is when you literally can leave the house for a minute and you come back and they're like, oh my God, where have you been? I love you. I miss you. You know, and it's so true. It is so true. And they're so in the moment, like constant. That dogs, cats, you know, animals, they're so good at showing us about being in the moment and being present. And they are present with their bodies all the time.
Yeah, my dog doesn't walk around and be like, oh gosh, should I not have that snack you're giving me because my butt is looking big. He's like, no, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, please, I'll have another treat. Yeah, I'll have another treat. And, you know, just the enjoyment that they have.
Yeah.
Is
so true.
Exuberant. And I love to use that because, like, I really get that our bodies are in the moment. Our bodies are, oh, okay, you judged me. And then they're like, hi, like what you said, you know, like the hearing, and you get that kindness that, you know, like your body really does have for you. And, you know, this is such an interesting topic. I guess when people are like, what? Yeah, what do you do? What are you two talking about? And what are we even talking about? It's really getting back into that connection with the body, with the you know, the hello body, you know. There's just a couple examples too, like when you wake up in the morning. Like, you're like, oh, you know, unless you're, like, rubbing your sheets, like I just, you know, talked about earlier before we went to commercial about that part. But how many of you wake up in the morning and before you even open your eyes, you're like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night, I'm tired, right? Like, oh, I'm tired. But I always wonder if, you know, it's us judging the amount of time, deciding how much time that, you know, we had or what the stats say that required, you know, if you don't get 8 hours of sleep, blah, 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 blah. Well, do we ever say, huh, hey, body, are you tired? And really tap into just the, you know, being in the question and being in the moment with being present with your body instead of what patterns and what's normal for you to wake up. Like I used to do that. It was the weirdest thing. Before I'd open my eyes, I'd literally count in my hands when I went to bed and what time I'm waking up and how much sleep I had. And I allowed that to determine whether I was going to be tired or not. And that didn't work out too well for me now. Like sometimes I get 4 hours of sleep and I'm like, hey, and it's like, no, I'm good. I got enough sleep and jump out of bed and just, wow, tackle the day. So really asking those questions and being present with your body. I like, you know, yeah.
I love that. Oh, truly. And, you know, it is just a reminder for all of us that we can be more connected with our bodies, and it's small things. It doesn't have to be these big, you know, big, huge changes that can really have us feel more connected and, you know, bring us more joy. So some of the other things that we talk about sometimes that we have found can really contribute to our bodies
is the energetic work that we also do. You know, we do what's called the access bars, and we do body work, like energetic body work, different body processes. And in that, I have found that has been such a contribution to me connecting with my body, and it's also helped me to feel better, like physically. Like there's, it just, it's very hard to describe, and maybe you can jump in and talk a little bit too about
describe the undescribable.
Exactly.
That's what today's theme is. Well, you know what I would also say is too is there's a with the, you know, the bars have done for me and the body processes have done for me is to allow and receive touch.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, someone's touching your body, there's different aspects that, you know, just, you know, growing up and even in this reality, you go right to, you know, copulation, which, you know, would be sex. And if someone touches you, then that's sort of like the energy that they're thinking is going to happen or these different, you know. And so what was such a gift for me is really unraveling all of mm-hmm. that, which, you know, with the, this, with, like, there's many things in touch. There's sex, there's sexualness, sensualness, then there is copulation. Mm-hmm. And so for me, being able to have my, you know, head touched and my body and have body processes has really allowed, you know, that orgasmic energy of the sexualness, the sensualness, but not copulation. So for me, that was a huge awareness, a huge receiving, and a huge gift. Because when you don't allow, you know, you put up a, like a block to something, and you know, you're like, oh, I can't have that. You know, I, we're you can't touch me because we're not having sex. And when you go from that to actually allowing yourself to be nurtured and touched and receive,
right,
actually dynamically has expanded my life. And all those fun things that you said in the beginning about me really started from allowing this more energy to be in my life, more space, all the things that I decided that I should do, couldn't have, couldn't receive. Mm-hmm. When I allowed, you know, myself to have the bars, to have the body process, everything shifted and my whole life expanded. Because I was like, wow, what else if I decided it? That I can't, you know, have or be or do.
It's so true. And the thing that is so marvelous about receiving these processes, you know, is you can gift and receive them, or you can just receive them. And you're, you know, on a massage table, or you're on a zero gravity chair, or wherever you happen to be at the moment, you know, you're fully clothed and you just lay there and you receive and you don't have to do anything. And the person gifting to you doesn't expect anything in return. And I know for me, I was always like, I have to give. And so it was truly the first time that I was able to totally just receive the energies that these processes contribute to your, you and your body. And it's so,
and
it,
then there's
it,
so much more
there
that
we're, is so
that,
much
that,
more.
That you can't even put into words.
No, it really is such an energetic thing. And as time has gone on, and I can now see, because I've done these processes for several years now, where I can see a true difference in my body, and I'm not in pain anymore, and I don't get headaches, and I don't get sick anymore, and all these other things that I'm like, wow, look at the changes that everything that I'm choosing, including these body processes and having my bars run, has contributed to my life. And I didn't go into any of these saying, well, I'm going to get rid of my migraines. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do, I just was like, it just feels so nice and relaxing.
Yeah. Well,
so these are like really nice side effects, if you will, like for lack of a better way to say it.
Well, and it could be what I always like. I love that they'll say is it could be like just a very great experience, like relaxing massage, or it could actually change everything. And lucky for me, my experience was it changed everything. And for me, I think walking into the space of where the bars are and where the body processes are. And there's also other fun things like SOP, which is something of possibility sessions, and we could go on. But when you're in that space where you are in the space of unexplainable, like there's no words for it, there's no, hey, this is going to happen, predictability. Now we're in the space of where miracles occur.
That's so true.
Your body functions actually in that space. It's us and our thoughts and beliefs that will take it out of it. You know, like if you cut your finger or you cut, you know, your body heals. It's this magic process. You know, next thing you know, you got a scab, boom, next thing you know, boom, then it, 2 days later, it's gone. So like your body is this miraculous being of, I don't even want to say machine because that's not it, but like it's this miracle machine. Where if you get out of the way, anything is possible.
Right.
Truly. That's, and so who knows what that looks like for you.
Right. And it's going to be different for everybody. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe
and
we only get the miracles. We took them all up. So I don't know. But there might be some left if you try it.
I know. Aren't we so fortunate that there, you know, there are just a plethora of miracles that can be created, and it's not, you know, that Becky and I just scarfed them all up and now there's none left for anybody else.
We're so greedy. Our bodies and our embodiments are, we're so greedy. That's so cute. But, you know, like we're, you know, sometimes people do come from that. Well, like that's not for me, or maybe that wouldn't happen to me. And, you know, who knows what your experience could be, but what if it is possible for you? And what, like, what is your body, you know, asking for? And if you really didn't have an expectation of what, you know, what would, you know, take place, having your bars run or, you know, having a body process, if you just laid there and relaxed and just received, knows what would be possible for you and your body.
I love it. And, you know, there's other things that people do out there, a lot of other energetic things besides what we've talked about. And you're, you know, like that space that you are in when you're receiving those different, whatever the processes are, you know, it could be Reiki, it could be Theta healing, it could, I mean, there's so many, and I'm sure I don't even know half of everything that's out there, but there's just a different space that you're in than when you're, you know, at the grocery store or, you know, at your computer. It's just a different way. So if you've never, ever, ever experienced any energetic work at all, we can, you know, like, I just highly recommend that you find something that lights you up, that like you're drawn to, that you're curious about, and you go try it out. Like find somebody in your area, you will find something. And that's kind of how my path started, that I was very intrigued and on Reiki, and I went and had a Reiki session, and then I took sessions, and then I learned how to, and I became a Reiki master, and then I met these people, and then from there I found out about the access bars, and you know, I just kept following what I was really drawn to, because I knew that for me, my life, I needed to change my life. I was miserable, and it's like something has to give. Please help me. The universe answered. Here you go. Okay.
Something showed up for you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that, you know, that I followed what I was drawn to. And you know, so whatever that is for you guys, and it might not be energetic work. It might be, you know, going for a walk or whatever it is. I'm not neither one of us are here to tell you what to do. We're just talking about, you know, our own experiences and how much it has changed our lives. So it
I just wanted to add that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Exactly.
And, which is so cool. Because we're all different. Our bodies are all different.
Right.
And and this is working for me right at this moment. And maybe tomorrow it'll switch up and something else will, you know, pop for me. But in this moment, I do have to say I've done a lot of those things. Actually, I've done everyone that you've mentioned.
Oh, wow.
And more. And because it was so fun for me to play in that space. And, you know, working with the bars is such, this stuff is so simple and easy.
It is.
That's what, and quick.
Yes.
Simple, easy, and quick. Simple, easy, and quick. So, well, we talked about the, you know, okay, nurturing your body, being, you know, the gifting these energetic processes. And, like, we wonder what other ways in our day, because I love just, you know, like, we're having these great conversations. But, you know, I'd love to then talk about some tools maybe that, like, we've even used to actually then, like, apply this to our life, right? Because if you've never talked to your body, you're like, what do you mean? Like, my body goes everywhere with me. I talk to my body, but I can tell you, like, what that looks like for me, if anybody's interested, I guess, right? Like, you know, just some quick ways that I work with my body. And the one I guess I did talk about already in the beginning was, you know, waking up and really just being hello with my body. And another one I've been playing with as well is acknowledging my body.
Yes.
Acknowledging the body and do one thing a day to nurture it, to acknowledge it, and to appreciate it. I'll say it again. I've been working on that. Maybe we'll talk about it. You'll have to come back after we'll talk about it again.
Stay tuned for some questions, tools, tips, and more when we come back. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I cannot believe how fast this time is going today, Becky. It feels like we just started.
Wow.
Thank you guys for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. Our guest today is Becky Vaness, and we're talking about embodiment and what, you know, what is that? How do you have that with your body? And you were just getting started with some tips and tools and whatever else right before the break. So I'm going to let you pick up where we left off.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, what I was talking about is another thing that I've been playing with is that every day every day, do one thing to nurture, acknowledge, and appreciate your body. And I have to tell you, at first I was like, well, what is nurturing my body? And what would my body like, right? So I even started out with asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you ask a question, you're not looking for an answer. But every day something would pop for me, and I was like, okay, you want to get your bars run today? You want to take a bubble bath? And, you know, some interesting things popped for me that I didn't really get was nurturing. And it was, hey, let's go to the gym. I was like, you want to run? Running is nurturing? Huh, isn't that interesting? So today, like, my body wanted to run. So the amazing thing about really looking at adding these couple things and asking these questions, you know, once you ask, things will show up. You don't have to figure out, like, what that is or how that looks, but you do have to be willing to be aware of what is showing up.
So would you say a little bit more, that sentence that you just said, you don't have to know how it's going to show up?
Interesting, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, you don't have to know how it's going to show up. Really all ties into all these conversations of being in that space when you have miracle, when, you know, we have body work and, you know, that miracle space. When you're willing to not have a point of view of this is how it, like A, B, C, D has to take place. Mm-hmm. When you're like, hey, body, what's one thing, you know, I can do today to nurture you? Huh. And, you know, and then I go about my day. And that's it. Right. Like, so there's nothing else that takes place after that question. And then I see what shows up. And that is interesting, right? But that's exactly what it is like with the energy work, with being in that space of receiving, with being in that place of awareness. That's it. That's it.
Well, you know, I'm so used to things having to be hard that as we're talking about all of these things and that the energetic work that we do is it's beautiful, it's easy, it's life-changing. The same thing with these questions and tools that we talk about every week on the show, they're simple. And sometimes when it's simple, we think it's not valuable. Because it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard work.
Yeah. Or you don't allow yourself to receive the simple things because it's that so used to that challenge. Like, I had to tackle this and I had to do that and that, and look what I achieved. And it's really simple. Or, you know, it's actually very easy.
Well, and when we talk about literally lowering our barriers and being that space of willingness to receive and to receive the joy that we've talked about on this show and many others, you know, being that's the embodiment of what we're talking about. And so even just being willing to receive a little bit more can change your entire life.
Your entire life. Yeah. And here's another thing I wonder if you guys would be willing to play with. And I know this will be on the replay, so people, you know, in the future will be listening to this, but, you know, we have these amazing listeners now that are tapped in. But when you wake up in the morning, this is what I'm going to ask of 2 days. Well, three. Try it for 3 days. When you wake up in the morning, just gently touch maybe your arm or your stomach, whatever is fine for you, but just gently touch it. Right? Like, stroke your body for 3 minutes. Run your hands all over, like, your arm, up and down, or if it's your leg you're touching, or if it's your stomach. But what I would like you to do is have the energy that when you touch your body, as if it belongs to someone that you care very much for. Whether that would be your child, your husband, your dog, And, you know, like when you touch your dog, I noticed the other day, I was just petting him. He's so soft. And I'm like, oh, just like really enjoying touching him. And I thought, I'm going to use that example, you know, just that really like, what if you'd be willing for 3 days when you wake up for 3 minutes to say hi to your body that way, like, oh, hi. And really with that energy.
Yeah.
Feel that. Like, let yourself receive from that. Let yourself, you know, receive that love to be touched that way. And see what shows up for you.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. And, you know, we do that naturally, instinctively with children. You know, we stroke their heads, or like you said, with
your
dog,
their hair,
or your cat, or, you know, you do it instinctively. So where have we cut ourselves off from that nurturing? You know, that we so love to give to others. So what if we turn it up for ourselves, you guys?
Turn it up. Are we ready to turn it up just a little bit? Or you can go full dial. Like, I will always love when people say turn it up, because that reminds me of like a dial, right? Like, you're like, how much are you willing to turn it up? How much are you willing to be embodied? How much are you willing to receive from your body?
Yeah.
Wow. What a great question.
Well, you know, we've referenced animals quite a bit on this show. And the other thing that I was thinking of earlier was, think of a cat. And when they're stretched out and they're, you know, getting up from a nap, and they're just like, oh, you know, they're stretched as long as they can go, and they're just so languid and fluid and so in tune with their bodies. And it's also natural and beautiful. They are embodying their beingness.
Yeah, that's such a great example.
It really, oh, it's so beautiful.
Being like sexualness.
They're very
sensual. Like what there's different, you know, like it's not just sex copulation. They're actually being sensual and sexualness. They move with grace. Just the way you explain that cat getting up, I can see my cat, and like he struts when he walks, and his tail and his, you know, you can pet me for a minute, but then don't bother me. And then he walks on. He actually, like, you know, just struts. And and what if, you know, like we could be that with our bodies? Like, would you be willing to walk into a room that way?
Yeah.
The energy of with the way they move with their muscles, the way they move in their body and their walk, they're just, their embodiment, sexualness, sensualness. That's such a great example. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, just watching too how they enjoy their bodies. They really do. And
they enjoy every piece of their body too.
Yes.
If you think about that, they're not like, you know, oh geez, this is, you know, where I go urinate, or this is where, you know, like, oh, this is where I go in the kitty litter with my poop. That part's gross. I won't touch it. Nope. No. They love it all.
Yeah.
Right. Like they really do. And it's, you know, when you watch your cat, you're like, what are you doing, boy? They lift that leg up and they're licking every part of themselves.
Yeah.
And they're happy about it.
Yeah.
There is no judgment.
No judgment.
That's a bad area or different things. <Yeah. laughs> they love it all. And that really, truly is amazing. You know, how much are we ashamed of, you know, using the restroom, or, you know, we've been taught that that's, you know, dirty or different. And cats are just in the moment. They're like, oh, no. Like what you said, they jump down. They're like, all of me is amazing. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'll have that.
You know, and you talked a little earlier about, you know, the excitement every time your dog gets a treat. And it's probably pretty much the same treat. And they're just like, oh my God. And, you know, like the same thing when they're playing with their toy. It could be the same toy every day. And it's just this level of enthusiasm and engagement in what they're doing. And it's just so, and kids are the same way, you know, there's just this beautiful example of being engaged.
Yeah.
So we're almost at the end of our time, and I do want to
invite... No, we need more time.
I know. I do want to invite... We're going to just hijack the show again, Mr. Producer. I do want to invite people to a couple of things that we're creating. Becky and I are facilitating a foundation class together in the Washington, D.C. metro area in Northern Virginia in early March 2020. And we would love for you guys to come and play with us, truly. And we're going to just have a little bit of fun.
A little bit of fun. And bring your body.
Yes. Bring your bodies, and we'll talk way more about embodiment and all kinds of other different subjects. And then the following, and so that is March, what is that, March 6th?
6th, yeah.
It starts,
And, yep.
Yes. And then the following weekend, there's going to be a three-day body process class led by Dr. Anthony Mattis, also in the Northern Virginia area. So you can come to our area. If you're out of town, come and play and stay. And truly, truly, what transpires in these classes is life-changing, tremendous, like just there's not enough adjectives that I'm aware of that can describe what these classes contribute. So we would love for you to come play in one or both of these classes and more with us. So if you're looking for me, you can find me at creatingyumminess.com. I am, of course, on Facebook as well, Betsy McLaughlin, or you can find me through Imperfect Brilliance. And you can find Becky where?
You can find me at my website, which is becky-vaness.com.
That's vannes.com.
Yeah.
And yes, come play with us when we do online classes as well. We've got all kinds of stuff coming up, and so does Becky. We have online classes. We do sessions in person. We do coaching, just all kinds of stuff. And
all
we would love to play with you. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to say real quick, because I know we're leaving, is that if you're looking for like what we've talked about today is the bars class or, you know, the classes that Betsy talked about that we're facilitating and you can't make it to our area, look it up and find one in, you know, that find something, find that. And there's other, you know, other areas and different ways that you can go to accessconsciousness.com and look at the full schedule.
And find somebody.
Love to play with your body.
Yeah. Or you can invite us to your area.
Oh.
We'll come play.
Yeah.
We'll come play. So we do have just a couple minutes left.
Okay.
So wrapping up this conversation of engagement and joy and nurturing, what could you choose for you and your body that you've never allowed yourself to choose before?
And hey, body, what would it take for whatever that is to show up? Insert whatever, you know, you're looking for. Hey, body, what would it take for the embodiment to show up? Or hey, body, what would it take for what we've talked about too, that orgasmic energy to show up? And that miracle energy to show up? Hey, body, just ask.
I love it. And, you know, another question that just popped in, too, is, like, if you really, you know, still don't know what embodiment is and you're trying to figure it out, what if you ask your body to show you? Hey, body, show me. Show me what embodiment is. Show me. I love it. So nurturing and inviting, this conversation has been so much about inviting luxury and decadence and beauty into your life. So what have you been denying yourself that perhaps it's time to stop denying yourself?
And what have you already received that you haven't acknowledged?
Mm-hmm.
What if you already are being this? What if these things are already showing up? And would you be willing to acknowledge them now? You actually can have all this right now at this moment. You already are it, which is cool.
I love it.
So, yeah. Body,
you truly are. And
yeah,
it doesn't look like
so
anything
much.
Anybody else has. You know, it's everybody's different.
Yeah. Thank you to all your bodies for bringing you here, listening and finding us. Thank you, bodies.
For sure. And for sure. And Becky, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'm super grateful.
I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for inviting me to the show and to this.
You're so welcome. You guys have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
Until next time. Bye, buddy.
Bye.